Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. 40 California counties now have approval from the state to move forward into their reopenings. That includes Sacramento County. And if you missed Insight yesterday, there is quite a collection of important information to consider, from what you can and can't do this weekend to some serious warnings and reality checks about COVID-19, which I know you know this hasn't gone away. So I might suggest that you find Insight on our website, or you can find it by podcast and check out that show. Tomorrow, you'll be able to go out to dinner again across the region. Randy Perry-Gary's popular group of restaurants have been closed for 7 weeks, and his are among the choices you'll have. And he is joining us by phone. Hi, Randy. Glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Beth. Good morning.
Well, we didn't know when we'd have this conversation. You thought perhaps it would be in May. So here we are. And what's happened in the weeks since you closed the restaurants?
Yeah, today is day 66 since we've closed. The last day of operations was March 16th. And you're right, we were all hopeful in the beginning that it would be a shorter closing period. But now, as of yesterday or the day before, the county of Sacramento can reopen tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that.
You were most concerned about your 250 or so employees. How'd they do? What kind of stories have you heard?
Well, we have managers that we have some kept on for a short period of time when we were trying takeout. So those people had jobs for a while, but then when we decided not to continue with that, those management staff was also laid off. So everyone that could filed for unemployment. So that's been the for people to make a living during this past 66 days. And that took a little while to ramp up. It wasn't like they were able to get it the next day. But and that's also one of the things that we're finding as we're reopening and contacting everybody, letting them we're reopening and we want to bring them back. There is that issue that you're hearing about whereby people collecting unemployment and get their California rate plus an additional $600 per week from the federal. And so so that's a maximum of $1,050 a week. And then some others make less than the maximum of $450 for California, so they get some less than that. But it is of trying to get everybody back to work because the benefits are so high right now for unemployment.
So how many people are you bringing back? And I guess that goes to how much of your company, how many of the restaurants and restaurant bars are you reopening? Because there are still some restrictions. So what's your plan as of tomorrow and then going forward?
Right. Well, as of the beginning of this week, when we found out we were going to be reopening, we contacted everyone and offered them their jobs back. So that whole 250 you're referring to, everyone has been offered to get a job back. We have 5 restaurants, 4 of them in Sacramento County and 1 in Yolo County. Interestingly, I thought Yolo was going to be probably the first to open because it was smaller, but that as of yesterday, and I'm not sure what you've heard, if there's any new news today, Yolo County hasn't announced when restaurants are going to be able to open for in-dine. But as far as Sacramento County goes, we've reached out to everyone, and we're hoping that all of our employees come back, from the cooks and bartenders and waiters and bussers, hosts, that kind of thing. We are dipping our toe in the water tomorrow with 1 location. We're opening Centro at 28th and J. We're doing that because that's our smallest restaurant. And with the distancing of tables, we only have about 15 tables that we will to use. So it's not, that's not that many compared to, usually we have over double that. I think we have 32 tables ordinarily. So by spacing the tables out, it cut it in half. So we'll start that tomorrow, Friday, and then next week we're going to roll out the 3 Cafe Bernardo locations and Perry-Gary's also next week by Friday. So Kurt and I and Stacy want to make sure that we're at each of the restaurants on the opening day, so we can't be everywhere at once, so therefore we're staggering the openings, you know, one day at a time.
Well, to answer your question, I know Yolo County has submitted its self-attestment to the state. I haven't heard that it has been officially approved, and so it's a little more in limbo than Sacramento County is right now. But one piece of business I want to go back to was that I know you had applied for the PPP loan, and I know you had indications that you were going to get it. Did it come through, and has that made this time workable for you?
Well, it did, and the last time we spoke, we were panicking because we had all the rumors about running out of money and they weren't going to have enough and so forth, but we got our money in round two for our restaurants. It took a couple of days, but it was somewhere around May 10th, so a week and a half ago. And yeah, it's good to have that in our treasury. We now have that money to pay people. So as we're bringing people back, that's part of the program where that is to be used for payroll. And then if you use it according to the rules, all of it or some of it is forgiven. As you're probably aware, the current rules are all that has to be spent within 60 days. That's hard to do when a restaurant is closed. Like I say, we will have gone through 2 weeks of having the money without really having employees. So that's going to be hard to spend it in that amount of time. But there is chatter about perhaps for the restaurant industry and maybe others that the time could be extended beyond that 60 days. So I'm hopeful that occurs because that gives us more time to completely ramp up. Because like I said, we only have 50% of our seating. That translates into we really only have need for 50% of the floor staff, right? So as we're able to, if it does extend that 60 days beyond and then we get to phase three where our normal seating comes back, then we would have 100% of our employees and it would be more appropriate to be able to spend that on the payroll.
Well, I want to update what I said to you. I think I told you Yolo County had submitted its forms to the state. It looks like they are being approved now to move into the expanded phase of the second phase, too. So I think this is going to keep rolling across the state.
Yes. Yeah. And Bernardo's in Yolo County. We've got it scheduled to open next Wednesday. So thank you for that information. That's good.
That's how it's been, Randy. It's just been
right.
Such a moving, organic situation that more often than you would even imagine, information is just happening as we're talking about it. So stand by here because 7 weeks ago when we talked, we also had Jennifer Langley join us. She's the manager at Etteray's European Bakery and Cafe. And I think you're on the phone now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
So at that time, Etteray's had decided to stay open with takeout orders only. So was that the right decision? What's happened in the last 7 weeks for Etteray's?
Yes, that was the right decision for us. We've been fairly busy, mostly with the bakery, more so than the cafe. But we've done a lot of takeouts, deliveries, curbside's been very popular.
So what's going to be different tomorrow evening?
So we'll open our dine-in seating. We've found that even though we have less tables and we'll be able to hold less customers, we will need more staff on hand just to kind of manage the flow of traffic. As you know, the area inside the bakery is not very big, so we already have reduced customers in there. So trying to separate between pickup orders and people wanting to dine in, it's going to be, we'll need to have more hands on deck for that.
Jennifer, we still see the long list of live music dates and groups on the website. So what's happening with the live music possibility?
We've talked about it. We're not sure if that's the right way to go quite yet. We want to have that kind of sense of normalcy for our customers who are interested, but we want to kind of have a feel out first to see what the response is with people dining in and kind of go from there.
I think to both of you, and Randy, you can start by answering this, it's important for customers to know what's expected of them when they come into a restaurant now. What do you want your customers to do at Centro?
It starts with customers, you know, taking responsibility for their own health and condition when they arrive. One of the first things that in the guidelines, it wants us to make sure that, and this is sort of common sense, and I'm sure people are going to know this, but you don't come to a restaurant if you're sick, right? If you have a cold or fever or any kind of symptoms as a customer, it's not a good idea to be out and be around other people. So that is kind of from the customer's point of view. Then we take it from there, and of course we have to do the same thing with our employees, and we have guidelines and questions and temperature readers and that kind of thing for our own staff to make sure that they're well and are able to work. So
Randy, are you going to screen customers for fever?
No, we're not. We're not going to take people's temperatures. We're not going to have a questionnaire for each individual that walks in our door about, you know, have they traveled recently, that they have symptoms of the disease. I don't think that's in the guidelines. That's not required. So we trust our customers or know these kinds of things. So
what about masks?
I just don't know what,
do you want customers
well, yes, we
to
will, yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea to wear a mask, you know, and be wearing a mask as you enter the restaurant. And then, of course, you can't have a mask on while you're eating and drinking, so it would be removed while you're at the table. Again, that's not a requirement that customers come in with masks, but I think it's a good idea. But our servers and our bartenders and our bussers and the personnel that we have will be wearing masks, and that is mandatory. That is part of the rules.
Jennifer, what's going to happen at Etteray's? What do customers need to know who plan to come in and eat inside?
Sure, yeah. Our team will be wearing masks as well. We have kind of a guideline posted on the door as well for the customers. Like Randy was saying, common sense. If you have a fever, if you've been sick, wait to come in and experience our desserts and everything. But otherwise, our team has been in masks. We are taking temperatures of our team as well, but we won't be doing that for our guests.
What about reservations? Will that be required at Etteray's?
No, we don't typically do reservations, but we will be standing kind of at the door helping with the flow and you know, letting them know if we have tables available since we had to remove, you know, almost half of our tables. But we have our patio that gives us more seating also.
And Randy, Centro, you walk in and there's the big bar space where you can also eat as well as the dining area. What about reservations and what about the combination of restaurant bar?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We do take reservations at Centro, and we take reservations at Perigo's, and I highly encourage it because none of us really know what the velocity of business is going to be, and it'd be a lot more peace of mind if you know you're going out to dinner and for the first time in 67 days to have a reservation. That way, you're assured that your table is going to be there, and you're not involved in a waiting list. Especially with only 15 tables at Centro now, it will. Probably, I'm hopeful that we'll fill up, you know, early between 5 and 6 o'clock, and then there will be a wait. Well, the waiting in the old days is you waited at the bar, right? You come in and you go to the bar, have a drink, and wait. That's gone for now. We're not allowed to do that. So, the waiting experience in a sit down restaurant like ours, and even waiting at our counter service places, at Cafe Bernardo, similar to Etteray's, is you'll have to wait outside. There's nowhere to wait inside. Anymore.
Yeah, are you marking 6-foot spacings outside on the sidewalk?
Well, we do for purposes of queuing up the. Let's say you're coming to Centro and you're going toward the hostess stand and to find out if there's a table available. Those people waiting to get to the hostess used to clutter around the door, right? They're all sort of jammed in there.
Yeah.
Now they'll have to have a 6-foot separation. Now, if you're told you have a 15-minute wait, we're not going to put you in a line outside. People will space themselves out you know, they could walk across the street to Marshall Park. They could go around the corner, and you know, so we're not going to make people stand in a specific place as they're waiting for their table. But everyone knows, and as you are out on the sidewalk, sort of waiting, that you know, you have to be keep your 6 foot distances.
Isn't this funny that we're talking about this minutia the way it is?
And I know.
I've been in lines where places aren't marked, and all of a sudden you realize you're standing kind of close and someone looks at you and you think, oh, sorry, I didn't even notice. But if there's an X or a line or a footprint on the sidewalk, I'm more likely to pay attention to it. So same thing, Jennifer, because Etterays is going to continue its curbside service during the addition of dine-in, right?
Yes, definitely.
So the queuing and the marking and helping people know where to stand and where to be, is that happening there?
Yes, we have markings inside and outside along the sidewalks going in both directions. Kind of, you know, we have the bakery side, and then if you want to order food. So we do have that split off, and yeah, we have to mark the floor so everyone knows where to be and not to have too many people in at one time.
So, Jennifer, when we talked on April 1st, you said the customer flow was really going to dictate what happened at the bakery and that the goal was to be able to break even. What happened? How was business? Obviously, you stayed open, but was that because you broke even?
Yeah, we did break even. I would say even did a little bit better than breaking even. The bakery has been busier than we anticipated. I think people want a little bit sense of normalcy. They're doing little celebrations at their homes for birthdays, whereas before maybe they would go out and go on vacation and things like that. They're not, so they're, you know, coming in, picking up cakes, little desserts. People have been ordering desserts and having them sent to people for their birthdays, you know, as a surprise gift for them. So that's really kept us going.
Hmm. Do you feel secure about needing to drop back if we have to, as the governor says, toggle back and forth? Jennifer, you shut down the dining and just go back to curbside?
I think we could sustain that, but we're hoping that that does not happen. You know, we want to continue to be open and hopefully soon be able to have our full restaurant open. But we would definitely try and go back and forth if that's what we had to do.
Okay, final area I want you each to weigh in on, and that is this unknown about how receptive and safe customers are going to feel about coming in and dining in. And of course, it's all speculation at this point, but knowing your clients, Jennifer, what do you think about people wanting to come in and feeling okay about being there?
I think we will have a good group that will come in, will feel comfortable. They'll see that we're in masks. We are taking everything seriously. We have everything marked. We have sanitation stations set up throughout with hand sanitizer. So I think that they will feel comfortable. It's been interesting. We've had people upset that at the beginning when we weren't wearing masks, and then we've had people upset that we were wearing masks. So it kind of goes back and forth between the customers, but we're just following all the guidelines, talking with the customers as they come in, you know, how are you feeling? Thank you for coming in. And they've been happy that we've been open. So I think overall we've had a good response.
Well, I've talked to you long enough. I'm now craving one of those delicious fruit tarts. So I might have to come by on my way home from the station. So good luck, Jennifer. Good luck to everybody there at Etterays. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Jennifer Langley, the manager of Etterays European Bakery and Cafe on Fair Oaks Boulevard in Sacramento. So, Randy, what about customers? I guess you'll find out with Centro.
Well, we will, and I personally tested it this past weekend in Placer County and El Dorado County, because they did open last week. So I had dinner, my wife and I and our son had dinner at Paul Martin's in Roseville on Sunday night. We did have a reservation. Apparently had enough business. The only time I could get in was 4:30. It was really early, so they were full. Now they did the same thing. They spread their tables out just like we are. They're personnel were wearing masks, the bartenders and the server. The server came up to us, and we placed our order. We had a disposable menu. And it was a great experience. It felt very comfortable, not dangerous at all, still fun. It was good to be around other people and seeing people come in with families and dates and, groups and smaller parties and enjoying themselves. It was, and I think that's the exact same thing we're going to produce. Some people are more afraid than others. I think that those that are really susceptible perhaps to the disease with the underlying conditions and all the things that we've been hearing about for 60 days probably will avoid going out. But there's going to be a demographic of people that are healthier and trust us. I think one of the things people have to do is trust what we're doing and the way that we're handling it. And when you come in and see it, I think that trust will be there, just like I felt comfortable in Placer County this past weekend.
Well, you do raise an important point. Just since Monday, the state of California has had more than 2,200 more positive cases, and more than 100 people have lost their lives since Monday. So the virus goes on. But you also said the word fun. And I think there's just a hunger for something different, for some fun, for a place where it's safe to be with other people. So I'm with everybody else, so curious to see what's going to happen. One final note, what about Fort Sutter Hotel? Your little boutique hotel had been scheduled to open June 1st. What are you doing with it?
Right. We are still under construction. Fortunately, the construction business is an essential business. We didn't skip a beat with the construction. It is a slower process because there is social distancing in the construction industry too. So as far as all the different trades working together, it probably changed the schedule somewhat. So it won't be June 1st. However, we do think we'll be open in the end of September or early October. So it's been delayed by 3 months, let's say, which is probably, as a practical matter, is going to be a better time to open. Right now, hotels are really doing poorly. There's nobody traveling. So it wouldn't be a good time to open anyway. So hopefully in October, it's phase four, whatever it is, of the state.
Right.
And hotels are open and operating and people are traveling again, I think. But it's still a concern. So,
all right.
But it's going strong.
Day 66 since all of this happened to you and everybody else. So thanks for staying in touch. Good luck with this beginning of all the reopening. And we'll continue this conversation over time. Okay, Randy?
All right. Thank you, Beth.
That is Randy Perry-Gary, the owner of the Perry-Gary Group of Restaurants, which include Cafe Bernardo, Perry-Gary's, Centro, R15 Bar, Berkeley Bar. Again, you're advised to call any restaurant in advance to find out whether it is reopening for dine-in service and what the requirements might be, especially if you need to have a reservation. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. The Uplift is next. It's Nick Bruner standing by with some music from Socially Distant Saturday.